Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I had this charge on my checking account, and I did not know what it was for. What is this?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to see. Why were you charged? What's your zip code?
75020.
Your first and last name?
Karen Melton.
Yes, ma'am. So give me one moment so I can see why were you charged.
Okay.
Okay, so you said your name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, last name?
Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N.
Let's see. Okay, so an account is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
3415 South Bend Drive, apartment 8304. Denison, Texas, 75020.
Okay, so that wasn't your account. So one moment.
It was $60-something.
Okay, so could it be an alternate address?
Well, I've been here 5 months. I moved from 288 Bridalwood Drive, Meade, Oklahoma. 73449.
No, ma'am. Okay, so can you verify your email? Let me see, because it's an account to put about. It's not registered on the, what address isn't matching. What's your email?
KLMELT@AOL.com.
Okay, so this isn't the email. So let me search it. So I'm just going to try to pull up another account because that wasn't yours. Okay. So you said the email again is K-L-E-M-E.
No, it's KLMELT@AOL.com.
Okay, so now I see what it is. So when I put the email address in, another name popped up. Do you have a spouse or a son or anything?
Well, I have a spouse, but his email, do you want his email?
No, what's his first and last name?
His name is Jacob Allen Melton.
Okay, so I put them to say, I put your email in, KLMELT@AOL.com, but
yes.
Do you know a person by the last name Simpson?
Jason?
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I just wanted to make, so I need you to verify his address.
He's my son. Okay, now he's nearly 50 years old. Let me think a minute. It's okay. White Right, Texas, P.O. Box 2-something. I can look it up.
Because an account is pulling up now. The email address is registered under your name, and the address. Yeah, let me know when you get there. But the account loading, so I can be able to see what's going on.
Okay, let me look in my notes. I hope I can find it. Oh, I know. I texted him the other day and asked him, and he told me his address. Jason. Oh. P.O. Box 224, White Right, Texas, 75491.
Yes, ma'am. So that is the address that we do have associated. So the account, like I said, is registered under his name, Jason Simpson, but the email address is George, is how I was able to pull it up. Now, I show here where on November the 21st, he paid the $7.95 to, like, shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag. And
yes,
it did state that with him receiving that tactical bag, that it was like a gift into a monthly membership, where I show here on the 26th, you did get charged a monthly fee of $67.32, but in return, he received a $125 voucher via your email that was sent out.
Well, am I going to be charged that every month?
Yes, ma'am. It is a monthly fee because he did use the card ending in, the Visa card ending in 0411.
I thought I was going to, I just had to pay $7.95 and it'd be a free backpack.
Okay. So, yeah, it was a, it's the back, the tactical bag was a gift to your membership. You know, instead of you paying the regular rate, you just paid the shipping and handling because it was a gift. And then it does state they come with a monthly membership. Each month you will be charged $67.32, but you will receive a $125 voucher in your email each month.
Well, how can I cancel that?
Okay, well, I will get you canceled. I get the membership canceled out if you give me one moment.
Is he going to get the bag?
Yeah, he still, because I'm showing him the bag was shipped out on the 22nd. I can even track it. So he'll still get the bag. I'm just canceling out the monthly membership. So, you know, that can be canceled. Well, I'm canceling the account, but he'll still get the bag.
Okay.
And I'll track it for you.
I guess I got all mixed up. I didn't mean to. I can't afford that. I didn't read it correctly, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm getting it canceled out for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so yeah, I do show here where the bag is still in transit because on the post office, you know, it started shipping. So it still is in transit. And it's, the last stop was on November the 28th at 11:07 a.m. in Grand Prairie, New Texas. So it is en route to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, and also I have successfully canceled out the membership, so you don't have to worry about any future charges or any more vouchers being sent, and the account is canceled. So let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number.
Well, I am in bed and I don't have him because it's 11:38 here. Can you send it the confirmation in an email?
Yes, ma'am. So what I do is I submit the request to get it emailed out. Now that team does take 24 to 48 hours in order to respond back. So just be on the lookout, okay? One moment.
Okay.
So one moment, I'm going to get it submitted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I have successfully gotten that submitted, and again, be on the lookout because the team does take up to, it could take up to 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay. Well, I sure thank you.
You're welcome. Look, thanks for calling customer support, and everything, it has been canceled out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.